All right, good evening, everyone. At this time, I will call to order the Coburn Town Council special call meeting for Monday, October 23rd, 2023 at 6:30 p.m. Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Jeff Bowser.
Here.
Devin Tamoni.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Okay, we do have everyone present tonight, so we will go ahead and proceed with the meeting. This time, I would like to ask Mr. Steele to lead us in an invocation, and everyone please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again for this beautiful fall day that you blessed us with. We thank you for life and health and strength. We thank you for this opportunity to again together to discuss town business and to work out a good plan for the people. We ask for your wisdom and guidance, for clarity and understanding. And we give you all the glory and honor and praise for it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. Please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting if needed. Do we have anyone for public expression?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Watch that first step.
I got these big old boots on.
You might have to share a copy. I got to keep a copy with me.
Yeah, you have to share a copy. I'm gonna have a seat. I'm tired. I'm gonna sit down like you all.
Okay. Get right here.
Good evening, councilmen, councilwomen. I'm aware that I have a limited time to speak, so I'll do my best to stay on point. My name is Bobby Powers, and I'm the lady who mailed the certified letter to Mr. Williams and to Mr. Manning on a disconnect at the water on the 11th of October. I sent certified and provided my attorney with a copy just in case this happens again. I provided a copy of the water bill in question. I've provided a copy of the water bill, not today's copy, but in your letter. It had a due date of October 16th, but was disconnected on the 11th, 5 days before the due date. And nowhere on that water statement was a disconnect notice. I'm a farmer with a teenage daughter, and I promise you I don't have time to come to this meeting and I didn't want to come. But something has to be done about the lack of integrity that this town office has shown to me and many, many others. I stated in my letter that I wanted a written apology and an explanation as to why I had service disconnect, which resulted in 10 times the work for me that day at my farm for wasting my time in the towns. When I wrote the letter, I hadn't researched the Virginia laws on water municipalities. You'll also notice tonight that I don't have an army of friends behind me. I don't have no support. That's because, council, I don't need a law to tell me what's right and what's wrong. I don't need all my supporters come to you tonight and tell you what most people don't have the nerve to tell you. If you shut somebody's water off without notice, you get to charge them a reconnect fee. So not only can they not pay for the water bill, they now have to scramble and come up with the extra money to pay for a reconnect. That may make you a little bit more money, but it's corrupt and it needs to stop. And I'm having trouble understanding what the difficulty would be in implementing a phone service that called customers, alerting them of the disconnect, or obtaining some type of texting app that did the same thing. A call from your office could be made to notify the customers if they neglect to pay the bill on or before the scheduled cutoff date, and the town will have to charge a reconnect fee. At the very minimum, a mail written notice should be sent out. I've provided you all with a copy of the Code of Virginia Title 15-2, Chapter 21, and you'll notice the highlighted Section D, which states, you're supposed to give a 10-day notice, and it's supposed to be a separate notice besides your bill. I missed the day at law school, but my question to you tonight is what makes COBRA above the law? I've also been made aware of the COVID relief fund that Mr. Williams voted against using those funds for the citizens of COBRA. And I began researching the law books, and I discovered that according to Title 15-2, which I've also provided you a copy with, decrees that any locality by ordinance may develop criteria for providing discounted water and sewer fees and charges for low-income, elderly, or disabled customers. I'd like to ask Mr. Williams tonight, what was done with those COVID funds? How were they used to benefit the citizens of COBRA? And surely it was brought to a vote by the citizens on how to use these funds properly. I would hope that they weren't used to purchase new park equipment without voting on that. And upon further research, I discovered in Title 15-2-21994, if you scroll down to J, it states the locality or authority shall not require a security deposit from the lessee or tenant to obtain water or sewer services if the tenant shows proof that they receive need-based local, state, or federal rental assistance, and the absence of a security deposit prevents a locality from exercising its lien rights as authorized under this section. How many low-income families in this community could you have helped if you had implemented this law? How many struggling grandparents could have used that deposit money for their prescription or other bills? And to sum this meeting up, I'd like to request for water disconnect procedures to be voted on by the town. If this issue cannot be escalated, cannot be established and voted on tonight, it needs to be voted on by the town. If a room full of councilmen and women can't recognize that disconnecting a customer service without proper notice is corrupt, then I'll have to request this be voted on. I also pulled up the town's charter, which states you can exercise the right to sue as well as be sued. And the problem with filing suit against COBRA is COBRA is bankrupt. They don't have the funds to pay for my pump. My only recourse would be to file suit against the individual that is in charge of town policy. And that's why I'm putting you on notice, Mr. Williams. You're in charge of implementing policy and procedures, so you are who I would have to file suit against to collect my money. And when you can't pay for those damages, my attorney will have to attach to your property to cover the cost of my pump. And I shouldn't have to print out the Virginia laws. As a governing body, you should be familiar with these procedures.
Please come to a close. Your time is...
Okay. Now. Enjoy your 2 years left, because when I have time, I might take your job.
Thank you. Do we have anyone else for public expression? Anyone else? Okay, seeing no one else come forth, I will close public expression. Do we have a response to public expression from October the 10th?
Have a good day, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
I also know that you voted for use of the COVID funds, that you voted to use it for the citizens of COVID, and I respect that. I appreciate your help.
Response? Okay, no response from the last meeting. Do we have an approval of the agenda? Do we need to add anything? Right now we don't have anything. Is there anything that needs to be added for a vote? Any additions? I know that we'll have some actions, I think, resulting from closed session, but do we have anything else that needs to be added? Okay, hearing none, do we have a motion to accept the agenda?
Question.
Yes.
I can add something later, right?
You can with a 2/3 vote.
Okay.
Yes.
I might not need to, but I just need to ask.
Okay. All right. Do we have a motion to accept the agenda as presented?
I'll make that motion to accept it as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the agenda as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the next item on the agenda is reports. First, A, Fire Department. I do not see a representative from the Fire Department here. Do we have anything from them?
I do not.
Do we know the time for trunk or treat? Is it 5?
It's 6 to 8:30. We're going to start setting up at 5:40.
Okay, 6 to 8:30.
And the road closure has already been, actually came in the mail today.
Okay. All right. Anything else for the Fire Department? Any questions from anybody? Okay, the next item is the Police Department. Mr. Gardner, do you have anything to report for us tonight?
No, sir.
Do we have any questions for the police department?
Yeah, why is all the police officers leaving?
Money. To be honest with you, Carlos, every other police department around here pays way more than we do.
Somebody's still caring.
Two of them I know is leaving for that reason. Is that, why is PD starting them off way more? One of them's leaving, I think, because he just wants to, he don't want to do this anymore, but he's also got another job lined up outside of law enforcement that pays more. And then Ethan Hall, of course, he went to the sheriff's office because of money. So, and benefits.
Any other questions for the police department? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on. The next item is water plant. I don't see Mr. Markham here tonight. Do we have anything from him?
Right now we have the generator and everything in place. They got all the electrical equipment. I believe it came in this past week. And now I'm just waiting for a date for contractors to come up and actually hook everything up.
Okay.
Good deal.
All right, the next item is town manager report.
I don't have anything passed right now. Most of what I have will be in closed session.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Williams?
One question. On the park, and the reason I'm bringing this up is that I don't think we voted on this. If we have, it was done when I wasn't here. The pavement for the park ended up being my calculations with pavement and gravel, a $9,458.33 process. When was that voted on?
It was not.
How did we end up getting that much of the cost for pavement?
From the figures that I received and the quote that we received from the paving company, I can't remember the name right now, and also gravel. For those figures, it came up cheaper to pave the existing track area than it would be to gravel one of them. You do both of them cheaper than that. A lot more asphalt was laid down than what was anticipated. That's really all I know.
Gentlemen?
The cost of just paving from the original estimate that we had was well underneath what my cap just being also, but
because you told us at council it was $700.
Right.
And I actually messaged you to ask.
Yes.
To be sure of what I was told.
Yes. Have we ceased with doing the pavement for Bondtown?
Yes.
I think I mentioned this during the last council meeting that, I'd gotten a quote for doing my personal driveway. It was $3,600, and that was just for putting the cap on top of a driveway about the tenth the size of the park. Of course, that would have included labor and movement equipment and all that stuff, and I know that we used our own equipment for that. I mean, this, when we start spending $9,458.33 for pavement. And we've got a cash balance tonight showing of $12,323.83. No wonder we're broke. That's all.
Okay. So, well, you're on the paving. I have questions on East that we paved at $3,200.
Where is East?
Where is that?
Where is that?
The red light.
Okay.
And then on Salem, and we paved a good stretch of Salem. And I know Devante and I rode up there one evening, and we looked, and we had cut the road across, I'm assuming, to replace a water line or something, sewer or something across the road, about that wide. And getting up there was worse road than Salem was. After I turned off on Salem, that was really the only spot that I had. And when we talked about it, we said, you know, just to patch it. Well, then he went up there and it's been paved.
Pretty much.
From Lincoln to wherever this dip is, which is, I'm assuming, why it was $3,000. Which also, I don't think anybody voted on spending that either. And I know that we had requested to have the road going down to the water plant done and the North Street. North Street is in worse shape than Salem is. And North Street got a patch throwed on it, which I haven't drove over it, but I've heard about it. It's not very pretty. And it's still a mess, and come wintertime, what's up there won't be there after the first snow. And I know that the two roads that we approved to have done, we voted to have it done, and we didn't specify anything other than to spend the money to get it done. And I would like to amend that from that night and change it to where we can get those two roads done, because if, I hate to have a winter go through up at the water plant and lose what gravel we've got up there and rut it out through the winter months that'll happen, because I know that's what happens on those roads, and use our ARPA funds that we have available to go ahead and get those done, those two roads paved.
And what are those two roads?
What is...
How much or what?
What are the names of them?
North Street.
It's the filter plant road.
Well, yeah. You know, they said they could actually do without having that paved up there, right?
The filter plant?
Yeah. Been that way for years. They said they could manage.
Managing having it to where I don't keep putting gravel down on it.
I mean, do you mow by a whole lot per year or what?
How often do you
just have to grade it or something?
That's the question.
How often are we buying gravel for...
And grading that road to keep it...
At least once a year. Now that they drain underneath the road has been somewhat repaired, it's eased up a little bit as far as the rain. Of course, we have not had any rain.
Right.
Significantly to determine how much water will come down that gravel road. But before we can do the paving, we're going to have to replace those pipes or those drains that's in that underneath that road right now. Because if not, talking with the construction outfit, they advised that they wouldn't suggest doing it until those drains have been replaced. Otherwise, we may be digging it up here in the next couple of years.
Right.
How big a drain, Jimmy, are we talking about? Diameter?
3 feet? Say they're probably 8 inches. Yeah, about 3 feet, 13 inches.
So is your suggestion for us to, Carlos is saying that they're saying we can do without. Is your suggestion for us to do without or pave it? Or?
I was leading up to it, but I talked to Brian, and he said if we can come up there and take a paver over top of the gravel to
compact
it in place, they more likely would be able to survive. But then again, who knows what weather we're going to have, winter we're going to have. But we can't do anything until we get those pipes, the drainage system underneath that road repaired. And the company that was going to do it was actually doing this emergency repairs in Appalachia, I believe.
Do we have a price or a quote or anything
for
that?
So the paving on that road was $35,800. And then North Street was $11,115 for a total of $46,915. And how much would the pipe cost or the drain? What is your estimate on the cost?
He suggested using a plastic, the
double wall
thinking. And he said it shouldn't be that much, maybe a couple hundred dollars for 32-inch, maybe might have been 36-inch diameter.
Can we buy that local gym?
Should be able to get it. Jacob. Mm-hmm.
All right, so
my discussion is moving it over to the ARPA funds and getting those done. That would be my thoughts.
Let me ask the obvious question, though, Sharon, is that our ARCA funds are down drastically also. About 596, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
How much do we need for the sewer project?
Four.
And their high estimate was 400. I actually spoke to Chris at the ribbon cutting on Saturday for the park, and he said that he would hopefully have that actual amount to us, that cost analysis by the end of the week.
Okay, and we don't have that yet, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I would be afraid to dip into ARCA funds at all right now, because it's like the water project we finished up not long ago, the main water line. We ended up, $2.8 million in the bad?
And I will say that Chris's comment was, whatever you've got, you've got. And in the meeting, we shared that regardless, that sewer project, we're going to have to complete our end. And the county is working for additional funding for their end. But if it comes down to it, they will cut off of their end to make sure that our end gets completed.
At what cost to us?
Whatever costs of money that we have to pay for that. I mean, we've already negotiated and given them
400.
Whatever part of the deal was that of what they're paying or getting for free, that's already been negotiated, and I don't think it will be anything additional to that.
Okay, until we know, I don't think we need to touch ARCA. Until we know what's going on there. That's too big of a project for this town.
Will we be charging the county any pass through? Is there sewer passing through the town's lines?
No.
No. An agreement was made for that fee to be removed.
What they're doing is they're doing about 2,200 feet of sewer line inside the town of Coburn at no cost to the town of Coburn whatsoever.
Inside the town.
Yeah, part of it. They're going to cover that part of it.
I think it's 2,200 feet of sewer line. And that's at their cost.
Because I looked that up one time to see when that was. I remember reading it in our minutes.
When will that start? Next year, maybe?
They said hopefully after the first of the year, they're still working on making sure they can secure funding for their end of it. So do you want to take action, Ms. Steele, or do you want to wait until the next meeting?
So when we get the note from Chris, that'll give us
more of a
cost estimate, a better idea of what we're looking at.
Yes.
I can wait till the first of the month.
When does the paving
December
plant, it still will be open in November.
But still at that, you said they were in Appalachia doing emergency stuff down there.
Right.
So.
Okay. All right.
The only thing I could ask is that in the end of the ARPA funds, whatever we might have left over, if we have the money to pave these two roads, I would like to see them paved.
I agree with that.
That would be a good use of our ARPA funds.
I agree with that. And it looks as if the...
Well, what, let me back the, up just a second. Go back to these two roads that got paved. That's what I was going to. So, when we're spending over $2,000, council's supposed to be notified ahead of time. And I know that on both of these roads, none of us were informed. And then the park, when it went over $700 by a whole lot, we were not informed. And there's several times that I go through and I look, and we have expenditures, and a lot of times it's without our consent. It's like a rogue bunch of people out here just spending money. And then I also look at things being bought by different departments that is definitely under your $2,000. But still, you are the purse tie down there, Mr. Williams. You are supposed to control and write up all of these purchase orders. And if we don't have the money to purchase that, then you can write, not this time. But to take our credit cards and go and buy stuff just because I can't find it, just because it wouldn't work today, that's killing us also. Just willy-nilly spending on things that we probably don't need, and if we spent more time and hunted it out, we might find what we're looking for, because we got a lot of stuff. And we're not controlling our spending at all. And it's, to me, I think I'm going to have to wait to talk about that in closed session, and because it gets personal. But we need to figure out a way on these credit cards that goes to Lowe's, our Visa cards, all of our spending that we do on these cards. I understand gas is one thing, but the other cards, I think maybe we need to do like the school does. And when I get a credit card from the school, I have to go sign for it to use it. And they have to know what I'm going to buy. I have to put in a purchase order prior to me going out. We don't even get to keep the Amazon account open anymore. And so we've got to figure out how to stop stuff from just being spent.
We've already got that in place.
It's not being used.
It's not being used, but we've got it in place with purchase orders. And I know that, you know, we're directing a lot of this towards Jimmy right now, and it's not just Jimmy's office. It's everybody.
It is everybody.
That has a credit card. It's everybody that purchases in this town. And, you know, it's at the point, guys, that, you know, if we're going to have it in place, it's going to have to be adhered to. If not, then that $12,000 is going to be minus $12,000 this time 2 weeks from now.
And to my knowledge, Mr. Williams, you sent out an email reinforcing that policy. Is that correct?
I have to stop overtime and also purchases.
And is that being followed?
Purchases, 95% yes. Overtime is a whole lot better. The only one that's actually received any large amount of overtime, I'm talking more than 10, is probably the police department. That's where they're shorthanded. So.
Okay. Let's work on that other 5% for purchase orders and get that squared away. But
right now, I'm still dealing with bills and invoices coming through in September.
Okay. So,
or from
we have obviously accounts payable due, which we're not going to vote on anything, I think, until the next meeting. But on this is the paving, like for the park that we thought was $700, that was $8,000, and then the other two roads. Once you pay for this, or once this is approved at the next meeting, does it have to come out of the accounts payable, or if once we receive this quote from the land group, is it possible to pay for those charges out of ARPA funds if there's enough money? That might be a will question, you question, I don't know. So we've not voted to pay it regardless, it's on the accounts payable due. We'll be voting on it at the next meeting. Mm-hmm. So at the next meeting, can we choose for that to be paid out of ARPA funds instead of just regular accounts payable?
As long as it's not been paid out and it's permissible expense, yes.
Okay. Has it been paid?
If it's on accounts payable due, no. If it's interim, yes.
This is accounts payable due.
It's accounts payable due.
Then they've not been paid yet.
So I would like to hold off on paying that, and maybe you can even contact those folks and tell them that we're waiting. Not that we can't pay it, but that we may use other funds, and we won't know that until the November meeting. Just cover that up. So if you'll just hold off on that, please.
I think we actually have till the 26th, I think, if I remember right, for the due date.
26th of September, October, November?
November.
Okay.
It's $15,057.
In October, or is it?
I would imagine October.
I think it's October.
Yeah. So just make a phone call.
Yeah, talk to them.
Okay. Where are we at? Questions for Mr. Williams, correct?
Yes.
Anybody else have anything for Mr. Williams? Okay, next up, Public Works, Mr. Liggs.
I got for tonight, we repaired a 6-inch water leak at Prospect Avenue. We repaired a leak on Hanover Street. And that's it.
Questions for Mr. Livingston?
There's a little leak on Queen, you know, where you turn up to Lincrest. Where y'all fix that line?
Yeah, we're going to fix that tomorrow.
Yeah, we used to drive this.
You might want to tell council about the significance of the leak that you fixed out there on that 6-inch line.
Oh, 6-inch line out there at Prospect. Yeah, we had put a repair clamp on it. It had split in.
And you were losing a whole lot of water right there.
It's been leaking there for a while. So that should have the rate on the water plant.
What do we get straw bales for?
You what?
Straw bales. Bales of straw from Circle S.
Oh, we've got them where we work on water lines and do put the seed grass.
Cover it back up.
Grass back up. Dress it back up like it was.
Any other questions for Mr. Livingston? Do you need anything from us? Primary school contact you about coming to pick up their pumpkins on Friday?
Yes, they did.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Next up is the Lane Group. Mr. Mullins is not here. Like I shared earlier, he said he would work on getting us that cost analysis for the sewer project, hopefully by the end of the week. Do we have any questions for him? All right, moving along, Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due, $127,636.85. The interim accounts payables, $53,929.71. The October 10th regular meeting minutes will be distributed with November 13th council packets. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, October the 20th, was $249,076.26. If you guys look on your report, I have the outstanding checks where the accounts payable due should be, and they're opposite. It's the same correct balance, but I put those in the wrong order.
Gotcha.
So the accounts payable due are $127,636.85, and the outstanding checks are $109,115.58. Since I prepared those reports, we've had two additional deposits. Friday's deposit was $18,808.27, and today's deposit was $5,946.43. For a combined total cash availability of $37,078.53. There is a report for a disbursement where we paid, where we paid the VRA payment that comes out of the bank automatically, so it's not included in the accounts payables or interim accounts payables.
One more time, I'm sorry, I missed that.
You've got a disbursement sheet in there. It's for $5,780. It automatically comes out of our bank statement.
Okay.
And then you have copies of the total cash availability for all the month of October current, and then the cash comparison.
So that cash disbursement, is that taken out of the total that you gave us, or do we need to take that out?
It's taken out.
Okay.
Already or needs to be?
Pardon?
It's already taken out.
It's an automatic withdrawal from the account.
All right. Questions for Mrs. Sharp?
It was taken out on the 18th of October.
Do you have questions for us?
Not at this time.
Okay. Mr. Sturgill, attorney report.
I don't have anything tonight.
All right. We have no new business, no old business. We do have reason to enter into closed session tonight. A1, personnel, is that it, or do we need to go under legal as well?
Do you have anything legal?
I don't look so.
So just personnel?
That should be correct.
Okay.
Let's do go under legal.
Okay.
Earlier tonight.
Okay. All right. So I move to enter into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss performance of Town of Coburn personnel and 2.2-3711A8 to consult with legal counsel pertaining to specific legal matters. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, motion and a second to enter into closed session under A1 and A8. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we're in closed session.